Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Podcast 303 East Main Street from right here in Carnegie with Jay from Sound Color Productions.
Hola.
And Ray Ann Rose.
Hello.
What are we doing today?
I thought today it would be a good day to do something kind of fun, a little different. Fact or fiction?
Fact or fiction?
Yes, fact or fiction. Some questions that we all have questions. Are they fact or question? Everybody has a different opinion, so maybe a little finding out what's the real truth.
Okay, so let's kick it off.
Okay. All right, well, I was thinking, the first question I thought is something that's really confusing, I think, for all of us, because we don't really know. So I'm going to ask you guys both a question. Fact or myth? Are cell bright days? Nobody can see my face.
Actually. No, Jay's making these crazy faces.
He's scared.
Got a face for radio.
Yes. fact or myth? Are sell by dates really an indicator of food safety? And what do you guys think when you take out a carton of milk or you see, you know, the sell by date, used by date, whatever, on the food item that you're going to eat or that's in your refrigerator? What are your thoughts? When you see those numbers, what do you think? And what foods do you think of?
To me, it always depends on the food.
Right.
Because, you know, if it's questionable, you know, if it's one of those things where it's going to put me on the can all day long, you know, I'd rather just throw it out.
You right,
know?
Right.
I don't want to take that chance. But, you know, but there's some stuff, you know, like if it's in the freezer, then it's, you know, it's going to be fine. But, you know, other stuff or like, you know, dry goods in the that's different, or canned foods.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to be fine as long as, you know, the can doesn't have the bubble. That's probably
it should be fine forever. Like ramen, that probably never goes bad.
No. You know? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you just boil it. What do you think, Adam?
I'm with Jay on that. Like, it depends on what it is. Eggs scare me, and I will throw out an egg in one day. Like, if I don't eat it, because it's, I don't know, eggs scare me. I have a hard time throwing out beer. I don't know if beer goes bad, but I have a hard time throwing it out just because I know somebody might like it. Like, if I get beer and it tastes awful, I have a real hard time throwing out. Like,
case in point.
IPA.
Mm-hmm. Sierra Nevada. We bought that the other day. And you're talking about it being on the can, not wanting to throw things out, loving beer, but not sure. Is it worth it? Is it not? So we buy these two cases of the Sierra Nevada. You know, Adam,
it's disgusting.
It grabs a double IPA. This stuff was so thick. And both of us, we can drink beer.
It was fresh,
and
though, right?
It was fresh, and it was cold, and there was no infused by sell by date or anything on it. But I'll tell you what, it tasted so bad. It tasted like it was made in ancient times in a badly sealed bottle. It was horrible.
Yeah. It was like that, the taste of when you vomit, how your mouth tastes afterwards.
Oh, the bile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's nasty.
But we kept trying it for 2 days. Like, it's not that bad. We don't want to throw away the money.
We paid for it. We'll suck it down.
So go along the same fact and fiction thing. We have these things and these items mostly in a refrigerator, but they're also on, you know, non-perishable items, your canned goods, but they're on crackers and all those things. But the government uses, like, different terms, and a lot of times they're just for the manufacturers.
What's the answer?
The best answer is if it smells bad, it looks furry, and
it's like a dog. You throw a dog away.
Don't eat the dog.
A lot of these, there's usually best before, and that's only indicating freshness. So
okay.
So that you have sell by with eggs. It's not meant for you. It's actually meant for the retailers, just for proper turnover. So your fear of eggs might be a little extreme, but that could be psychosomatic. I've watched it happen.
Oh.
Remember? Do you remember that one time? We had eggs, and they were questionable. They had the sell-by date, and we were like, it was like they were like a week old.
Past the date.
But we were like, I think that we got them. It was like a week ago. I think they're okay. He goes home, and he gets very, very sick. So I was like, oh my gosh, I cooked these eggs. They came from my refrigerator.
Did you eat them as well?
Well, what I did when I heard he was sick.
Oh, you just gave them to him.
No. I ate them.
Adam was the guinea pig.
I did. But I felt bad. I was like, oh my gosh, I gave him these tainted, horrible eggs, and he has salmonella. So what I did was I took the eggs out of the refrigerator and cracked a raw one open. Drank the raw one because I figured if I get sick, then that's what it was.
You pulled a rocky
and it was even cracked.
Made
too.
A run by the side of the car.
I was like, you know what? This is cracked. If I'm gonna get sick, I'll know it's the eggs. Maybe it'll make them feel better. But I didn't get sick.
That's pretty. That was one for the team.
I was concerned. I felt like, oh my gosh, I fed him eggs and I didn't eat breakfast that morning. So I thought that I poisoned you, Adam. But
I thought it was poisoned.
he thought I did too.
So sell by is sort of, it doesn't
freshest
matter.
Freshest date, and then.
Yeah, best buy, that's, well, no, fresh, best buy is freshness, but used by is just when everything's at their peak freshness. So, I mean, just basically use your eyes. You know, if you see mold, throw it away. Like soft cheeses, breads, don't eat bread that has mold on it. Don't cut it off. They have spores.
Some people do eat mold, though.
Well, mm-hmm. cheese is mold, technically.
Right.
And you can cut mold off hard cheese, so that's something you can kind of, I think we all know that, but I don't know if you ever did whenever you guys were younger, when you were in school, when you did that, you know, you had to put the piece of bread underneath your bed and see what grew. Did you ever do that in science?
No.
No.
That's weird.
No, to see the, like, mold spores, and then we would look under the microwave,
You put bread under your bed.
Yeah, that was our assignment, and yes, we had to see the development over days. And so my mother, she comes into my bedroom not knowing I'm doing this experiment, and she's like, Rayhan, you have a moldy piece of bread underneath. She said, you never clean your room. And she's like, you can't just jiffy clean your room and just throw everything under the bed. She's like, this stuff, look at it. Just look at it. And she's putting it in my face, like, look at it. Look what you did. Like, look what you did, Rayhan.
Did she make you eat it?
She made me cut off the moldy pieces, and maybe that's why I am the way I am today. I don't know. I ate whatever, but it might have had the spores.
Might have had the spores.
Answers lots of questions. I don't know.
Oh, excellent. More fact or myth right after this.
Hey!
Steel Plastic Podcast from Sound Color Productions here in the studio with Jay Weaver and Rayanne Rose. And we're doing a little fact or fiction. And we have another questionable item. What do we have?
I thought I'd bring up something I think that some of us have heard of, and you guys being in the music business, Jay, you know, doing recording, you know, that's with Sound Color Productions. Have you guys heard of backmasking?
Backwards masking,
yes.
I have, yes.
It's shortened by backmasking. And have you ever done that? It's usually used like with an LP.
Yeah.
When anything, like a record made to put forward, you play it backwards. And are there subliminal messages?
I don't know. I think that's sort of like, did they intentionally do it, or are people just searching for, you know, things that aren't really there, but, you know, just to kind of find some type of hidden message that they want to hear?
I definitely agree with that. I think, too, it's just like the whole, that one Beatles cover.
Yes.
You know, they looked into, like, the whole license plate on that Beatle.
Paul is dead.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just people just make it all. And I think same thing with the, what was the Zeppelin tune?
It was Stairway to Heaven.
He played that back.
My Sweet Satan, yes.
Yeah, that's just.
So those are the two that come out to you guys, the clearest, the when you think of that.
Yeah, to me it's like that magic eye pictures.
You
look at it enough, and then all of a sudden, you know, it comes, you know.
Things come to life. You start to see different dimensions.
Right.
It's a sailboat.
Right.
It's always a sailboat.
Tiger.
Yeah, or a tiger.
You know, eventually you look at it long enough, you know, you start to hear things.
Right, right.
But, you know, people like Marilyn Manson, also like the rock era.
People have intentionally done it. You know, in more recent times, they've intentionally done it just because they think it's cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll actually say it's there. Oh, well, listen, because it's right here. You know, it's like.
Right. But I think, you know, since that's such a product of the LP days, that's not as popular anymore because you're not.
And like, we're searching for it.
Yeah. Who was the first guy to take his record and, like, spin
it
backwards?
Actually, it started with Thomas Edison with the phonograph.
Oh.
He started noticing the phonetics when it made different sounds when he played, you know, he played it backwards, played things backwards.
He found Satan.
He found Satan. I don't know.
Satan invented the light bulb.
Maybe we don't know something about him.
Told him. Gave him clues. So what's the answer? What's the real answer?
The real answer, it's up to interpretation. But there are ones that come out, you know, voices, sounds that can sound really eerie, that aren't intentional, but there are those that are intentional. So it is a real thing. People do intentionally do it and purposely do it. But it's worth the look into some of the, if you look up some of the top 10, and the ones that you had actually said are on those, you know, with the Beatles, also Pink Floyd. I think a funny one I thought was, oh gosh, Styx. Oh gosh, what was that song?
Was it Mr. Roboto?
No, it was not. I actually.
Revolution?
No. Oh, that's a well. Here's a good question because it's kind of an obscure song. I think it's like 33 minutes into the song. That's how long the actual song was.
I think one of the coolest instances of the backwards masking was the Jimi Hendrix song "Third Stone from the Sun," and it wasn't anything he was saying or singing. It was he took the guitar and made the guitar backwards.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh neat.
Yeah. So the notes would just swell into thin air and do all these crazy different noises. So I thought that was a really cool way to use backwards masking in an actual song.
Have you ever heard anything else like that, Jay?
Well, it's funny. I was watching on something on the online the other day. I knew about this technique. I've been using it for years, but it was an old 80s technique, and they actually, Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins found, and they were recording drums. And they had a mic in the room that came through that was like a talkback mic.
Okay.
And on the talkback, there was a compressor. And so they would play the drums, and it would come through, and you hear this reverb of the room, but then the compressor would, you know, clamp down on the reverb, and it made the drums sound really cool. I was like, wow, that's really cool, you know? And And so it ended up being called what's called a gated reverb.
Gated reverb.
Yeah, okay. And so you take the reverb of a room and then you gate it, and sometimes you can reverse it, just, you know, and you get this like whip effect of the reverb on the, like on a snare, and that's the iconic 80s snare sound.
That's
you
so
know,
cool.
Like if you listen to, you know, the drum fill and mm-hmm. the Air Tonight, that's that sound.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, that's that whole, you know, and it was really popular in the 80s, and then it went away, you know, in the 90s, because everyone started to go back to just real drums, like, you know, Pink Floyd and all that stuff. And then now it's starting to, that kind of sound's coming back. And, you know, I just use it on an album. I just mixed, you know, because it just fattens up the snares and the drums and, you know, gives it a little bit bigger, you know.
And it almost, like, gives it a drum spreader kind of a feel, mm-hmm. like it's not in mono, but it is in stereo kind right. of thing,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, really cool. So what was the song? Did you find it?
Yeah, Styx did a song called Snowblind. And if you play it backwards for about 33 minutes, it says, you'll understand the hidden message and you'll see it. It's or hear it. It says, Satan moves through our voices. But the album was so crappy, it didn't move any of the album sales. So,
yeah, I think that's a marketing plea.
Yeah, I think so, too. But also that, you know, it brings into, you know, point to light. You know, that's why they started a lot of, like, expressive lyrics, because these, when they found out about backmasking with the LPs, they actually started, you know, putting warning labels, basically.
Warning labels, yeah.
And they started doing it for these albums that you could hear things backwards.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I think CBS, there was an instance where they had canceled certain things from Pink Floyd as well, just because of certain things like that. So I don't know. It's like, is it controversial? Like, should you listen to it backwards? Should you not? It's open to interpretation.
Love it. Love the backwards masking. Right back with more Fact or Myth right after this.
Thought it was a nightmare. No, it's not so true.
Class Podcast from Sound Color Productions in the studio, 303 East Main Street in Carnegie, with Jay Weaver and Ray Ann Rose, playing a little bit of fact or myth.
Truth or dare.
Truth or dare, fact or fiction, myth busting. What's the next one we have?
Well, I don't know if you guys have ever heard about or done backwards running. I think we all have.
No, that's weird.
I've done it.
Yeah, I've run backwards.
How do you run backwards?
Well, I did it, you know, as just another variation on a workout.
Yes.
But where did you do it? Like in the street?
Up a hill, backwards.
Up a hill, backwards.
Yeah, it works on your quads.
It uses different muscle groups.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's crazy.
But it's like,
is it good
I've
or is it bad?
I've never seen anyone do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, people probably looked at me strange, but, you know.
I mean, if you're driving a car and you see somebody going the other way, I mean, that would be a weird thing to do, past somebody running backwards. But
that would be nauseating.
But it is a fact. Over in Europe, they found, like physiologists have found, that it's actually good. It's actually good for strain on runners' legs, you know, from all of that impact on your joints and muscles. And so, like Jay said, you're using different muscle groups, so it's actually good for you. But the bad part is people fall all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, I mean, you might like, oh, I'm helping this, my knee injury from my running 10 miles a day, but I'm going to run backwards.
Yeah, it's all great till you run into a tree or off the road.
Hit a tree or, you know, just fall backwards and break your tailbone. So, I mean, I'm not sure, but, you
and
know.
Also, like, what's, like, the actual top speed you could run backwards?
Well,
can't be that fast.
No.
Yeah.
I'd be, let alone, again, to your point, it's scared of, you know, not know, you know, where you're going.
Unless you get a go cam, put it on your head. And put it backwards. I don't know. No,
so like you would have to like watch.
You'd have
yourself.
To. You'd have to kind of make a whole headpiece on that
now,
one. But then you'd break. Mm-hmm. You'd break all of your equipment. It's all over your head.
Now, how hard would it be to be on a treadmill and do it?
Oh.
That's a good. That's a good one. I wouldn't suggest it. I have a hard time running forward.
Yeah.
Did you ever see like dogs and cats like jump on it and just get like thrown like 50 feet across?
Well, that's the thing. If you get on it, you'll see the wall that you're going to be hitting when it's flying.
Yeah. Instead of just falling backwards, you're going face first. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. Would you, Adam?
Now I want to try it.
Yeah, exactly.
I would walk slowly,
just
like
build yourself up
at an elderly pace or a slow walker pace, mm-hmm. and I'd probably hold on to the sides. But that'd be a really easy way to fall backwards and go feet first, butt first, like right
face first.
Either or, like you're going down.
It's like a dentist dream come true, you know?
Yes. They promote it. They promote it. You start seeing these. They're leaking this stuff on the internet. Backwards running is good for you. You know?
Oh yeah.
It's brought very good.
Pretty American soon it's gonna be like it'll be a diet, the backward running diet.
Yes.
You have to eat raw meat.
Yeah. No, really bad raw eggs.
Raw eggs, yes. Cracked raw eggs and then bad beer.
That'll be the North Beach diet.
Because all you do is vomit, so you end up losing weight.
Yeah, exactly,
but the dentist gets money, you lose weight, you're sick and probably weak. But I guess, right. You know, the dentist does make money and, you know, the eggs, if you buy enough eggs.
But you lost 20 pounds for
you.
You
lost 20. You did.
I was, you know, speaking of like that, I was like, I can't stop thinking about it. I was so sick from that Sierra Nevada.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I was almost instantly sick from it.
Yes.
I've had beer that was skunked, you know, from being sitting. And I've actually, there was stuff that were, it was flat.
Yeah.
You know, just been sitting there for so long, it's, you know.
Has that bad taste, just that, yeah.
Skunky
that
taste.
Skunky.
Now, the question is it, here's a myth or fiction, if you let a cold beer go down to room temperature and then refrigerate it, does it then change the quality of the beer.
It changes the taste. It's definitely flat, and it does have a bit of a sour taste to me.
Yeah, does it get skunk when you do that?
I think it does. I mean, that's just a person I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you're all the experience.
Maybe we'll try that again once our stomachs heal.
Yes.
Maybe that's on our, we'll put that on our to-do list.
I don't know. I would say it would depend on what type of beer it was. If it's a light pilsner, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If it's like a heavy white beer,
like a stout type of
a
thing?
A stout. Ooh. You'll notice. Yeah. You'll notice because it'll taste sharp. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I haven't done it. I still haven't thrown that beer out.
We just don't want to do it. You know what? And I even tried one last night just because. And
just to see if it changed.
I've looked at it for so long. Did you ever, like, you just don't want, like, you're like, ah.
Well, I used to think that, like, well, this is bad, but after the first two, then I won't taste it anymore.
You would think, but no.
No.
No, every time. And it keeps getting worse.
Ass tastes like ass no matter what.
So gross. People buy it because it's expensive, you know?
Well, you know, actually, on this, you know, it's...
And I thought, oh, this must be good because it's expensive.
We're like, let's get some good beer this time.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Let's not get a, you know, Miller Lite. Let's do something different.
Right. And that's the tough thing is, like, when you buy a whole case of it, then you're stuck.
You are stuck. Yeah. We're stuck with it.
We were going to leave it on the curb and just put free beer, but there's too many children in the neighborhood. I'd hate to be the person, you know, like, you know, someone picking up. But, no, it did run across our mind.
Have you guys ever done like a beer club thing?
Like a wine club?
No, where, yeah, no, like a group of you will buy, like say, four cases of different beers, and everyone, you know, exchanges six packs from those four different things. And so everyone, you know, you can try the different beers without buying the whole case.
Kind of like a bottle shop kind of a thing, like, but buying...
Yeah, it's just like a group of you. Instead of, it's cheaper, but you know, you're not going to a package store and buying, like, six packs of something for, you know, $12, you know.
I wanted to do that, but I didn't because 9 out of those 10 beers are going to be some weird berry flavor.
Oh, yeah, you got
to
get with the right beer
club.
That's
what I was going to say.
That everyone's on IPA page or whatever beer flavors, you know.
I don't like strawberry beer and weird shit like that, you know.
Right.
Fruity beer.
Yeah, I don't want my beer tasting like, you know.
A wine cooler.
You don't like watermelon in your beer.
I don't like watermelon beers. You have one more?
I think I have one more.
Okay.
Well, right on those lines, and we're thinking about this yesterday, and, okay, we're thinking about bad beers, you know, stomachs rumbling or whatever. You know, when your stomach rumbles, you know how you go to work and, you know, somebody's stomach rumbles.
Like
and they
growling?
Go, they,
a growling stomach?
I think it's questionable sometimes, and I think a lot of people say, oh, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry.
Your
hungry?
Stomach's growling. You're hungry.
You know, should we give you a bathroom pass is sometimes what I think. Like, right. What are you covering up?
Are you shaking something loose?
Yeah, I know. Or maybe you should. But I don't know why. We were thinking about that yesterday, I guess, because of all the gastric distress.
Yeah.
Or is it like thunder? You know,
yes.
Something happening on it's like you're waiting for it to hit you in the face.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The stomach growling thing, I always hear people, oh, well, you need to eat something. That's not what that is. That's diarrhea or something, you know?
There's, yes.
Am I right?
It's something shifting.
Well, did your stomach rumble when you ate the eggs?
Yeah, it did instantly. Yes,
like thunder. And did you cutely go, oh, I think I'm hungry?
Oh,
and,
excuse me.
Or you know, did you know? I guarantee you, I didn't say to you, Adam, I think you're hungry because I'm right next to him. So I know he's not hungry. You know?
I should have just ate them on the toilet.
Right.
It was like that fast. It was that fast.
Wow.
But who knows, right?
Who knows? It's up to everybody. Has a different body, but it's still funny to, like, you know, you kind of have to keep yourself laughing and busy.
Oh,
like
yeah.
When you're like doing monotonous tasks at work or what have you. So, like, you know, you just sometimes it's fun to make stories up, you know.
I had this conversation with a friend of mine, and we were talking about if you were like on the bus, like on the city bus, and you felt that stomach happen, you know, would you get off the bus right there, or would you just wait to get to a stop?
Well, it depends if it's your stomach rumbling or is it the pain. That's a whole two different things.
It's going to be an embarrassment.
Right.
Right.
I don't think I would stay on the bus. Like,
oh, no.
The minute I felt like some kind of hot, sharp movement in my stomach, I would get off right there.
Oh, I'd be beelining for somewhere, you know.
What if there was a vagrant that smelled horribly already next to you and you thought, it wasn't so bad, but you're like, and I could just, make that motion to him and look at him a little weird, like, oh, what did you just do? That's really right. Do we point fingers? Like, that's also a question. What do we weigh out? Like, what's better? I don't know. Have you ever, maybe that's a thought.
Shift the blame.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah. You smelled it, you dealt it.
My sister's a teacher, and she teaches 8th grade Spanish, and, she had a problem like that, and she couldn't leave the class. Classroom. Basically, she has to fart, okay? And she goes in the back of the classroom, and then she just yells, "Who needs to use the restroom pass?" And she's blaming her children in the class.
So she went to the back.
Yeah, and she kind of just crop dusted the whole classroom. She's really funny. She's got a good sense of humor, but the way she did it was like ingenious. And she's like, "Who has to use the hall pass?" And of course, nobody wants to get up because nobody wants to say that they did it.
Wow.
So it was like no one got really blamed.
My goodness.
Poopy talk today.
Poopies. Yucky pucky.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, great game of fact or myth, guys. And that's the show for today, right here on the Steel Plasma Podcast. Thanks for tuning in and telling a friend. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And I'll tell you what, if you subscribe today to the first 5 subscribers, I will send a case of Sierra Nevada. The first 5 subscribers.
There we go.
There you go.
As a prize for you and me, because I can't throw beer away. I have a problem. And also check out Sound Color Productions and Jay Weaver and all the great stuff that he's working on and recording. Are you working on anything right now?
Yeah, doing vocals for an EP of a band called Haven State. That should be coming out probably by Christmas.
Wow.
Because I got to re-record drums and stuff like that, but we got the vocals done.
That's awesome.
But don't forget to check out my website, pghcandg.com. You'll see lots of my art, lots of stuff for sale, lots of unique stuff. You'll love it. It's done really well, and I think you'll like it. So check it out.
And as always, if you like what you heard at the top of the show and the bumper music, check out thewireriots.com for more great stuff there. We'll see you next time right here on the Steel Plasma Podcast.